I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. And here now with today's Marketplace Conversation is my day-to-day colleague, Karen Grigsby-Bates.
You may think it's time to make summer travel reservations now to lock in cheaper fares, but it may already be too late. Rising oil prices are hitting all of us hard, whether we're business owners or just filling the tank of the family sedan. The greatest impact, though, may be on the airlines, and it's showing up in ticket prices. Joining us now from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Rizdahl. Kai, first, what's the latest on oil prices? Where were they this morning?
Well, they are pretty darn high, Karen. Not quite a record, but close. A barrel of crude for delivery next month, those are futures contracts, which are how these things are traded, that hit $41.65 this morning. That's just a hair under the all-time high. That was $41.85, and that was last Friday.
And why are they still up so high?
Well, you can blame a report out from the Energy Department yesterday. You know, they track oil and gas inventories, how much we have on the shelf. They do it on a weekly basis. They said yesterday that number did go up last week, but not as much as everyone had expected. And since it's all kind of an expectations game to begin with, oil traders are all uptight this morning.
Okay, airlines. We are all paying more. Why are airlines complaining so much?
Well, you know, as much as it hurts you and me when we fill up the tank for, you know, 15 gallons or whatever it is, think for just a second, Karen, about filling up, a fleet of 747s, you know. So one, it's a question of volume. These guys are buying huge amounts of gas. Two, you know, fuel costs are the airline industry's second biggest expense after labor costs. And I'm sure you know how high those labor costs are. You can get some clue then as to how much they do spend on gas. Works out to about 15% or so of their operating costs. And that, in turn, translates into hundreds of millions of dollars. If you add on to that, even a bigger problem. The CEO of Continental Airlines the other day, he said higher fuel costs this year alone are going to cost him $700 million.
Oh, and I'm slipping into clairvoyant mode here. I'll bet you're going to tell me we're going to end up paying for some of that.
Oh, you betcha. Here is just a list as it stands right now, and I'm sure there's more to come, of airlines that have already raised their fares, and by how much. Continental, $40 for their longer round-trip fares. United, the same. Delta, the same. American Airlines, the world's biggest airline, says it's raising prices on its European routes and is thinking about it for the U.S. And even Southwest, you know, they're the only consistently profitable airline we've had since September 11th. They say they're not ruling out higher fares either.
Ouch. So, Kai, these oil prices, are they really all-time highs, or is there another way to look at this?
Well, you know, there is something to be said for the thought that maybe we should all just stop complaining so much. You know, if you adjust for inflation, which you have to do when you're comparing these sorts of things, you look at the charts and you see that back in 1979 and 80, right around the time of the Iranian Revolution, a barrel of crude hit the equivalent of $51 in today's money. So, stop whining. Anyway, coming up from the Marketplace Newsroom this afternoon, it is all location, 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 the business of where you put your business.
Thanks, Kai. Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Karen Grigsby-Bates.